Broadcasting Station. Welcome to the Michigan Association of Broadcasters award-winning Monday Night Lights with Brad Allen on KJC Country, 104.7 FM and WKJC.com.
That's right, it is Monday Night Lights. Happy New Year, everybody. I am set to bring you all of the best in the world of sports. Of course, today is our 2023 review show as well. That is coming up shortly. But first, I want to bring you our sponsors for this show, which is, of course, Blue Bear Jewelry in East Tawas, Bogey's Indoor Golf of Tawas City, Klaus Family Ace Hardware's with 18 locations, Kevin Hummer Accounts at Dean Arbor Chevrolet in East Tawas and Northeastern Window and Door of Harrisville and Alpena. So coming up after my first segment here, we'll get into 2023 review, which will be our top five performances of the year. That can be both team or player. Top five performances that I felt like deserve to be recognized. Our top five games of the year and top 15 plays of the year. And all of these were broadcast on Carroll Broadcasting. And so if there were things that we weren't at, they're not going to be in the list. Obviously, I can't put those in. But let's start by talking about the Detroit Lions from Saturday. Let's start by talking about that debacle. In three different people had major debacles on Saturday. Both head coaches, Mike McCarthy of the Cowboys, Dan Campbell of the Lions, and referee Brad Allen, absolutely no relation. Zero. No relation with that guy. So I want to start off by saying the call by the referee is not the reason they lost the game. So if you're one of those people that, you know, is not going to just 100% blame the official, I agree with you. But it is at least 51%. And that's where I will leave it. It is at least 51% on one play is the reason they didn't win that game. And the way that I look at officiating mistakes or officiating calls is, did the team make the play or did it give them an opportunity to make the play? One thing that the NFL made sure got out there, Adam Schefter put out there, Cowboys fans are putting out there, is that on that tripping call that pushed the Cowboys back 15 yards, it was actually Aiden Hutchinson who tripped somebody. They got that wrong. But that didn't guarantee that the Lions were going to lose. It just would have moved them up, would have made it harder. But it wouldn't have been game over. So that call didn't affect a, like, either this happens or this happens. And honestly, when it comes to this two-point conversion, the Lions had opportunities. But what it did is it all pretty much took away a chance at a two-point conversion. It took it away. And the Lions made the play. And what makes me the most frustrated about that call, I understand trick plays are difficult and they can be difficult for the officials. But you know what's not difficult? When somebody tells you before the game, they're going to run that play. So while the explanation that's been out there is that Dan Skipper, number 70, the one who was announced as eligible, had been checking in as eligible all night long. And he had been. That is a true statement. But Dan Campbell told the official before the game, 68 will be eligible when we run this play. So when 68 checks in as eligible, you've got to get it right. Now, Dan, the thing I'll say is Brad Allen did not know the play call. It's not like he knew that it was going to be that play. Unless they told him. Now that I didn't hear, they didn't tell him, I'm not sure that, hey, if we're running a two-point conversion, it'll be this play. I doubt that'll be the case, but it might have been. But it was drawn up for him before the game. They told him what was going to happen. And Brad Allen went out there and just absolutely screwed it up. Absolutely screwed it up. And not only did he screw it up for the Lions to not win that game on Saturday night, right? But also, now the Lions, now they would not have gotten the one seed because Washington lost to the 49ers. 49ers beat Washington, so they got the one seed. So the Lions would not have been the one seed, all right? But they would have been the two seed. When the Eagles lost to the Cardinals, it almost solidifies that the Lions would be the two seed. and they would have home field on all the way through the NFC unless they played the 49ers, which the 49ers could lose in one of those games, which means the Lions could have home field all the way through. That's how big of a deal this is. Now, what's good is that the Lions are still going to be in the playoffs. They proved that they can compete in Dallas, which looks like if they win their first round game, that's where they'd have to go. They proved they can do it. Now, they have to do it in the playoffs, which makes it harder. Alrighty, let's move over to some of the other parts of the game. Let's start with that two-point conversion from Dan Campbell's point of view. Now, when the Lions got the ball back and drove down the field. Well, actually, I'm sorry. We're going to back up even more. We're going to go to Mike McCarthy first. Dallas head coach. He gave the Lions a gift. An absolute gift. When he threw the ball in the final 2 minutes of the game. And that's the thing where they talk about the tripping penalty. That, oh, what ended the game? How the heck do you know? Mike McCarthy clearly was going to blow this up. Throw the ball at the end of the game. So Mike McCarthy, complete bonehead decision, even let the Lions back into the game. Or else that game probably is over. But even there, we don't know. The Lions scored so quickly on the way down, they might have been able to do it again. So now let's go to when the Lions get the ball back, 1:41 to go. A masterful drive put together by Ben Johnson, by Jared Goff, by the whole Lions offense. A great job. And one thing that I loved, because Jared Goff was rattled the whole night, right? One thing that I love was that every time they got a first down, they'd just walk up and spike it. Said, we'll take the loss of a down so that Goff can calmly get a play call in, so that they can talk, get the right personnel on. Usually you want the defense on their heels. They didn't want Jared Goff on his heels. Great job by them. All right, so let's go to the end. Let's go. The Lions go down. Great throw to Amon Ross St. Brown. He makes a great play. They score. And they say they're going to go for two. I'm on board with that decision. I would have gone for two there also. We all knew Dan Campbell was going to go for two. All right. Well done. You got it. And then the referee screwed it up. Brad Allen absolutely screwed it up. Because he assumed Skipper was going to be the eligible receiver. And it was Taylor Decker who was checking in. Also, I want to say, real quick, also, just before that, if you're one of those people who says, well, why were Penei Sewell and everybody walking over to the official? He got confused. Would you want just Taylor Decker walking over to the official so that the defense clearly knows who it's going to be? Like, I know it gets announced. You know, number 70 is eligible number, but you don't want them to know just walking over. Give them as little time as possible to prepare for the play. You want it with a little bit of deception. Now, it'd have been fine if just Taylor Decker walked over, right? But also, Dan Skipper was running to his spot at right tackle. He was playing right tackle. Sewell was playing right guard in that formation because Taylor Decker was not playing left tackle. He was playing tight end. When you check in as eligible, you're no longer a tackle. You're a tight end. Left tackles can't catch the ball. He's a tight end at that point. All right. But then Dan Campbell. So Brad Allen screws it up. Fine. I'm good. Honestly, I am good with the idea of running the offense back out there and trying to draw them offsides, which they did. I am good with that. They got him to go offsides. Goff tries to throw it at the end zone. It's incomplete. Doesn't matter. They move on. I'm fine with that, I guess. Because you got him to go offsides. But the thing is, I think they were running the play even if the defender didn't jump offsides. I think they were running it anyway, which that I disagree with. Kick the extra point. You've been beaten. You've been bested. Your guys are rattled. The Lions were in no shape to make a play there. You just went an entire drive spiking the ball every time you got a first down instead of just running up and calling a play like most people do. You ran up and spiked the ball so that Goff would relax. Then you just had the most angry moment a Detroit sports fan has had at an official since Armando Galarraga's perfect game, which, by the way, was worse. I know that was a discussion. The perfect game was worse. So you just had that. Take Goff off the field. Get the extra point in there. There is no need to completely screw up your team. There's no need. Kick the extra point, Dan. Live to tell another day. You want as much time as possible. And then what happens? They get him to jump offside. So from the 7-yard line, it goes to the 3.5. And then Goff underthrows James Mitchell. He just throws it short. By the way, it was a great play call. If Goff makes the throw, Mitchell walks into the end zone and they win the game. Right? They walk into the end zone and everything's fine. I would have kicked the extra point. I think Campbell completely screwed it up there. You have to know your personnel. If I had a great quarterback, if I had a great offense, a great leader under center, I would agree and say, you know what? Just keep going for it. Win the game. Let's go. You got Dallas on their heels. Win the game. Yeah, I'm on board. But when it's Goff, who you specifically had him, you wasted a down the entire drive because you didn't want Goff to be rattled. And then you said, let's put in the most rattled situation in Detroit sports in 15 years. You said, you know what? Leave him out there. A ridiculous call by Dan Campbell. But even worse was Brad Allen, who screwed that up. And at least in the Armando Galarraga thing, I'll always respect Jim Joyce because he immediately said, you know what, guys? I'm raising my hand. I screwed up. I got it wrong. I forgave him the very next day. This, not that case. Let's take a break. 2023 review, next.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Odds are, there's an Ace right in your neighborhood. With expert advice and the right tools to make your quick fixes even quicker. Around the clock, what you need in stock with people who know their stuff. Welcome to the Home Convenience Store. Stop into Klaus Family Ace Hardwares, proudly serving you since 1914 with 18 convenient locations. Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks.
We're Northeastern Window and Door.
Happy New Year from the Smith family and staff of Northeastern Window and Door of Harrisville and Opina. Thank you to all our customers for a successful 2023 and look forward to an even better 2024. Northeastern Window and Door of Harrisville and Opina is your local source for your lumber, roofing, siding, hardware, and rental needs. We'll be closed December 30th through January 1st to celebrate the New Year's with family and friends. From all of us at Northeastern Window and Door, we hope you and your family have a happy new year.
Kevin Hummerkaus at Dean Arbor Chevrolet in East Howes wants you to step into a new ride with a new Chevy model like Equinox, Colorado, Trailblazer, and more. If your lease is coming up in the next 8 months, contact Kevin today to pre-order one now to help ensure your perfect ride will be available when you need it. Kevin Hummerkaus is committed to getting you a great vehicle with confidence and peace of mind. Contact Kevin Hummerkaus for details by calling 492-1788. That's 492-1788. Dean Arbor Chevrolet in East Howes. Chevrolet, find new roads.
You're all set with your Medicare prescriptions, Mrs. Brown.
This is not just low-cost copays at Walgreens.
I can actually help you set up 90-day refills if you want.
This is having a partner you can trust. Get low-cost copays, 90-day refills, and delivery from your neighborhood Walgreens. This is being independent, together. Walgreens.
Restrictions apply. For details, see walgreens.com/pharmacy.
Ew. Gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.
Welcome back to Monday Night Lights. Brad Allen here with you, and it is time to start our 2023 review. So here is what I did. We're going to be separating this out into three categories. We're going to start with the top five
performances of the year. This could be team, this could be player. I've got a mix of those in there. We'll take a break. Then we're going to do the top five games of the year. And then to wrap up, our top 15 plays of the year. So that's all coming up. All of these aired on Carroll Broadcasting. I don't have anything else. So if there's a better game or a better play out there, but we weren't there, well, that means it's not in the list. So we're going to get started. Our top five performances of the year. And up first, we start in high school football. We go back to week 7, where Alcona took on Angray in one of the more anticipated high school football matchups of the season. It didn't end anywhere near the way I or my partner Joe Sweeney, or I think really either coach, thought it would. And there was clearly one best player on the field the entire night, and that was Garrett Summers. Number 5 in our performances of the year, Garrett Summers.
Summers in the shotgun snap. Looking over the middle, fires, receiver is open, caught inside the 5. Touchdown, William Liebler. 24 yards from Summers to Liebler over the middle. Alcona strikes first. Angray takes over at their own 3. Snap, roll out time, fires left side. It's intercepted. Picked off by Summers to the end zone. Pick 6. Third down and a yard. A little bit tight formation. Snap to Summers. 2 rolls out left side. Got the corner. Touchdown. Tigers. Garrett Summers has thrown for a touchdown, has gotten a pick 6, and now he rushes one in.
All over the field, and Garrett Summers throughout the season returned punts for touchdowns as well. Summers on the way to a 42-14, 42-12 win for Alcona over the top of Angray Sims back in week 7. Let's transition from the gridiron to the ice, where in a game against the Mid-Michigan Raptors that Tawas came out victorious 8-5. Game got close at the end, but it was Gage Maxfield who put it away. Our number 4 performance of the year, Gage Maxfield against the Mid-Michigan Raptors.
Finally back to help out to Andrika. He gets it to Maxfield. Maxfield into the zone. He takes a little bit of body, walks in, shoots, and he scores! Gage Maxfield on a power play goal with 5:46 left in the third. And finally, Andrico skated out with a head of steam. He's got Maxfield in on goal. Shoots. Scores! Gage Maxfield. That ought to put a cap on it. Maxfield on a break now. Back the other way. Gage Maxfield walks in. Shot. Scores. That's a hat trick. And a natural hat trick, 3 in a row.
An 8-5 victory for the Braves, led by Gage Maxfield. 3 clips, 3 performances, 3 different sports. Now let's go to the baseball diamond. We broadcasted only, 2 baseball games this year? We had Ogemaw Heights against Tawas earlier back in May, and Maddox Eden was the one who stole the show. Myself and Grant Cortman called a spectacular day from the Ogemaw Heights designated hitter.
1-2. That's skied into left center field. Back at the wall, and it's gone! Home run for Maddox Eden. He got a hold of one. It's 6-0 Ogemaw Heights.
First and third, nobody out. And now a fly ball left field. Back to the wall. Mocky! This one is gone!
Watch out, Newman Street. You got a ball bouncing on the road.
Another big-time shot by the designated hitter, Maddox Eden. This one, a 3-run shot, 10-0.
It's rare to see home runs in high school baseball as it is. Even more rare to see one guy get 2 in one day. Maddox Eden stole the show on that day. Now for our top 2 performances of the year in 2023. And we go to high school basketball for our last 2 of them. We start with the Tawas Area Braves taking on the Oscoda Owls. Unfortunately, these last 2 performances, at least unfortunately for Oscoda, are against them. And at number 2, it's Ethan Hedglund, just unconscious from behind the arc.
Braves get it up top. Ethan Hedlund for three. And they're all going in now.
Hedlund wanted the three. Now he'll get the three up top. Knock it down. His sixth three already in the first half. He's got 18 by himself. The Owls only have 16.
Three ball and count that. And that's Ethan Hedlund's 10th three-pointer tonight, 68-22 Braves.
It's impressive enough to score 30 points in a high school basketball game. But to score 30 all from behind the arc, and it wasn't like he was 10 of 35. I think Ethan Hedlund on the night, I'd have to go look back at my notes, but it was something along the lines of 10 for 15, 10 for 18. He didn't miss much from behind the arc. Alrighty, let's go to what I believe is the number one performance of the year. And I chose this one because really it happened in the playoffs. The individual effort there by Hedlund is great. But a playoff performance against the Oscoda Owls this past year in district basketball. A close game. Oscoda probably the better basketball team. But a string of defensive stops turned the game on its head. Kurt Romberger, Jeff Erickson had the call. The number one performance of 2023, the Whittemore Prescott defense.
And they're back with the full court pressure and turn it over. Nice bounce pass. Bastion Hunt starts it out by scoring twice in a row, and now the pressure's back. Maybe a third turnover. Yes, it is. And another bucket. Three straight turnovers. The Owls are trying to settle in. Miles to Woodward. Woodward turns it over again. Right back the other way. Brady Oliver takes it to the rim. And that's going to count. And it's going to be an opportunity for a three-point play.
31-24 here. A really nice start to this second half as wide open underneath is Austin Hunt.
What a great play.
And you can count that as the Cardinals are now up nine as another turnover and one.
It's hard to even count how many turnovers happened right there. But that was the game. That's it. You take out that little stretch. Oscoda, I think, outscored Whittemore outside of that stretch. But Whittemore's defense flipped the game on its head and got a big-time win. It's one where my jaw still drops when listening to it. So when I was deciding what was going to be the performance of the year, the one that still makes my jaw drop, the one that I still smile shaking my head about, I love Ethan Hedlund hitting 10 threes. That's something I hadn't seen before. Maddox Eaton, a multi-homer day, had tons of fun with that one. Gage Maxfield, the hat trick versus Mid-Michigan, and Garrett Summers being the best player on a football field, all very impressive. But this one, in a playoff game, turning the game on its head with defense, it's the performance of the year. We'll take a break. When we come back, let's get into the top five games of the year. It's the 2023 review on Monday Night Lights.
Bogey's Indoor Golf of Tawa City offers a premium year-round golf experience featuring the industry's most accurate golf simulators. Choose from hundreds of local and famous courses. Bogey's now has a full bar stocked with beer, wine, and liquor, so they have you covered for a fun night out. Bogey's Indoor Golf at the south end of Tawa City on US 23. Check them out online at bogeystawas.com. That's bogeystawas.com to schedule your tee time today.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Odds are there's an ace right in your neighborhood with expert advice and the right tools to make your quick fixes even quicker. Around the clock, what you need in stock with people who know their stuff. Welcome to the Home Convenience Store. Stop into Klaus Family Ace Hardwares, proudly serving you since 1914 with 18 convenient locations. Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Is your phone plan messing with your savings plan? Don't get stuck paying for things you don't want. With Verizon, you only pay for what you need. And for a limited time, when you bring your own phones to a Verizon store, you'll get an amazing price on your plan. Plus, you'll save on things you actually love, like the Netflix and Max with Ads bundle. And it's on our award-winning 5G network. Bring your phones to your Verizon store today for an incredible deal. A better plan to save is Verizon. Additional terms and conditions apply.
To my newborn baby boy, the day you arrived was one of the happiest days of my life. Right up there with the day I bought my RV from that guy on the internet and insured it with Progressive. What a deal. Just know, son, I'll always be here for you. And by here, I mean in the middle of absolutely nowhere. In my RV.
Protect your baby with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Shop Neiman's Family Market on US 23 in Tawa City and get curbside pickup with Neiman's Goods to Go. Order online, pick up at Neiman's. Log on to Neiman'sFamilyMarket.com and shop Neiman's this week for these great specials.
When you shop Neiman's, you'll save time and money. Hi, this is Ray from Neiman's Family Market. Save on boneless whole pork tenderloin, only $2.49 a pound. Superior Select Cooked Shrimp, 41 to 50 count, 12-ounce package, $5.99. And Chobani Yogurt, 10 for $10.
Find these and more great savings at Neiman's Family Market, US 23, Tawa City.
We keep moving on here on Monday Night Lights. Happy New Year's Day to everybody as we keep on going in our 2023 review. We're up to our games of the year. We're doing our top five games of the year. We start in football. This one makes it in the top five. Didn't end so great for our area team that's in it, but still a great game for the second consecutive year. And really for the third straight time, Standish and Millington did not disappoint.
Fire over the middle. Open receiver caught it. This is going to be a house call. Number two, Bryce Martin. Touchdown. Second play of the game.
Wow. Beautiful. Just in transition. Didn't break stride.
Snap. Double pass. Rokas over, open over the middle. It's caught. Fighting off Cardinals. Spinning off another one. Touchdown, Panthers.
You know what? Millington says we will razzle-dazzle. We got some, too. What a response by the Panthers.
Drop back pass, Sullivan. Looks quick left side, caught by Bartlett. Bartlett has to make a man miss. Goes down the sideline, turns on the Jets. To the 40, to the 30, gets a block. Inside the 20, makes a man miss. Touchdown, Panthers. Might be quarterback sneak here. Crump, nope, turn, give full. Halfback Walsh, pushing, dives. Touchdown.
Wow, not just second, but third effort there to get that score. And we're tied pending the extra point.
Our final score. Millington 21, Standish Sterling 20.
Another great game between Standish and Millington, the third straight one. That was fantastic, and unfortunately, this one does not go the way of the Standish Sterling Panthers, but still a great game, and the fifth best one I think I saw all year. In at number four, we go to district basketball, girls district basketball, where a heavily favored Oscoda team played their first game of the postseason against Roscommon and got way more of a test than I think they expected.
Inside to Umphrey. Umphrey, ball on the ground, loses it, but recovered by Roscommon. Shot up, got it with the foul! Zoe Kaufman! Green from Backstrom. Whipke drives right side, kick to the corner. Mia Whipke for three, knock it down! Right side, Carper. Carper drives baseline. Little running floater is good.
How about that little running baseline hook?
Backstrom, too strong. Gets her own rebound after a tip by Kellstrom. Cross court to Cooch. Wide open corner three. Knock it down. Another turnover out of the press. Whipke to the right corner. Ava Gooch, same spot. Same result. Timeout, Roscommon. Right side, Aline. Dribbles into a mid-range jumper. Good. Back within four. Kaufman for three. Knock it down.
Big bucket there. Two-point game, Bradley.
Left side, Kaufman for three in the lead. Good! It's 29-28. Cross to Ava Gooch. Ava Gooch dribbles in. Elbow jumper. Got the roll. Owls lead.
Free throw line extended. Nice puppy.
Going to be pretty much over if Whipke knocks on one of these free throws. And she knocks that one down. And that is going to just about seal it.
Yep, four-point game, 5 seconds left.
Yes, good. Owls survive. 36-32 over Roscommon.
Oscoda survives on their way to another district title. The game in the district final against Alcona was darn good itself. If I was doing a top 10 games of the year, it probably would have made its way in there. Let's go to number three. We're sticking with basketball. The final regular season game for Standish and Ogemaw Heights. What a game it was. Ogema jumps out to a big lead, and I'll let the clip take it from here. Number three, game of the year, Standish at Ogema Heights.
Drinking drives to the free throw line, bounce pass down low, Cooper Prout kicks it out to Sawyer Dak, cross court to Cooper Klan, he'll try a three, knock it down.
No hesitation whatsoever. Ogema Heights taking your advice, making those threes early.
McDaniels drives into the lane, goes up through some contact. Will it go? Yes!
Tell you what, Ogema Heights must have thought this was like a wedding or something because they get their plus ones all over the place because it's an and-one fest.
Miller inside to Dunn, out to Klan. Klan dribbles into a mid-range jumper. Good! 33-15. Braden Sullivan down low to Truman King. Truman in the lane, goes up, got it with the foul. Here come the Ogema Heights Falcons. Gruber, right side, Cooper Klan for three. Knock it down.
Big time basket.
Inbound to Klein. Ball on the ground, stolen by the Panthers. Sullivan back to King, who scores. Timeout, Ogema Heights. Now they go to Truman King on the right side, up top, Brody Sullivan. Sullivan, little jab step into the lane. Turn, fade away. Good.
Ooh.
Right side, Klan, who's been fantastic today. He drives to the elbow, tries to pass it up top, nobody home. Sullivan gets the steal, Braden Sullivan in the lane, goes up and scores, we're tied at 50. 3 minutes to play, inside to Brody Sullivan. Sullivan fade away again, got it to go again. Steal off the inbound, Truman King gets it to Braden Sullivan, to Brody, and one. Our final score, Standish Sterling 66, Ogema Heights 56.
Standish would come back and remain undefeated before they would make a run through the districts and would pick up a district title before falling to Cadillac in the regional semifinals. Standish wins 66-56. Let's stay on the hardwood. The best basketball game of 2023. Undefeated Mayo taking on a feisty Oscoda team in Oscoda on the final day of January in 2023. Number two in the top five games of the year, Mayo at Oscoda.
Tip is controlled by the Thunderbolts. They go left to right. Austin Fox will bring it up. Dribbles with the left hand, goes to the left corner. Open for three, knock it down. And that is a good start for number three, Nathan Hurst. Woodward will hand it off to Malik. And deep three, Miles, knock it down. Fox open for a deep three, no good. Rebound, tipped down to Long, who goes up and scores, and he got it with the foul.
Miles all the way across to Woodward. Woodward back across court to Miles. Three bomb, count it. Fox travels around, hands it off. Nice give and go, and a nice finish by Gage Long for a big 2 points to finish off the third quarter.
Bounce pass to Sprague. He's got it at the free throw line. Up top, Miles. That's an open three. Knock it down.
Mikey Miles with ice in his veins.
Left side, Gage Long. Open in the corner. Pump fake, drive, hop step. Right hand, what a move by Gage Long. They're going to run a double screen for Miles. They get it to him. Pump fake, steps into it. Three, it's short. Rebound caught by Sprague. Sprague back out to Miles. Steps into it. Three for the tie. Yes! Knock it down. And we're tied. It's a toss now to Austin Fox. He will bounce past it to Perez, and the shot was not.
That was after the whistle.
He missed it anyway.
Yep.
But we're going to overtime. Cross court pass Perez. Left wing three. Knock it down.
Hunter Perez, the little guy, out in the big world. Big three from Hunter.
Left side Long. Ball tipped, Miles steals it, into the lane, goes up and scores, it's a one-point game! To ice it right here and make sure Mayo is 11-0. Yes, there it is, it's good, and that should put a wrap on it. The Mayo Asabo Thunderbolts stay undefeated. They top Oscoda 45-40.
45-40. Big shots all over the gym between the Thunderbolts and Owls, but the Bolts would remain undefeated on their way to a great season. And Hunter Perez, who hit that big shot in overtime, is now at Oscoda, one of the point guards for the Owls. All right, let's go. Number one game of the year for 2023, as broadcasted from us here at Carroll Broadcasting. We go to the gridiron. We go to playoff football. Gladwin and Ogama Heights met up in week one of 2023's regular season. It was a great game. Gladwin won, pulling away in the fourth quarter. But the playoff rematch was the best game of 2023.
There's a snap, a little high again, drops straight back, pressure, gets it off, throws it over the middle, caught into the end zone, touchdown to DC 3, Donald Corlo the third, and that's going to go as a 30-yard touchdown pass.
Yeah, and really the first time that Fenninger's able to sit in the pocket, get his feet underneath him, he got a lot of steam on that ball. It's a perfect pass.
Again, Fenninger hands it to Willard again, get big hole up the middle, 10, 5, touchdown, Preston Willard. And that's going to put the G's up top at least 20-0, Scott.
Yeah, and he split the linebacker. Got through the hole quick, split the linebackers, and made the safety miss.
Three backs in the backfield again. This time Carter Schmidt gets it again. Big hole into the secondary, down to the five. Touchdown, Carter Schmidt. And here comes Ogama as they get a touchdown, and they get on the board with 2:25 left till halftime.
Yeah, good vision on that part, too. He got through that first line. He saw a little bit of a seam to the left. He cut to the left and looked like somebody went at his ankles. He jumped over him.
Third and 15. Gladwin out of the shotgun. Quarterback draw. Got it. Picked off. Back the other way now. Ogama at the 40. 35, 30 and knocked out of bounds.
Connor Lambert, sophomore, picks it off about the 40, 45-yard line. Runs it back.
Man in motion. Fake pitch. Looks downfield again. Throw pass over the middle. Caught. Carter Schmidt, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Carter Schmidt, times two.
Yeah, it's just a beautiful play. He's dragging across the field. The play they wanted to run earlier that he couldn't get it off, and nobody could catch up to him. He got a couple downfield blocks, but I don't even know if he needed them.
Two wideouts this time for Curtis up top. I formation in the backfield. Rolls to his left. Looks. Pressure. This time he cuts it back. He's got room again, and now he's going to bring it to the other side. 20, 10, 5, cuts back. Touchdown! Xander Curtis on his own. Ogama within an extra point.
What a series for Curtis right there. The big play on fourth down where he rolls out and he's able to scramble for the first down. Same thing this time. He's rolling left. Really, he's not even getting touched because he's making these cuts.
Snaps it. Second man, Carter Schmidt, digging, and he's got it. On the goal line and in, and Carter Schmidt scores his third touchdown of the evening with 7:39 left in our fourth quarter.
Yeah, you can know it's coming, but it's still all about the physicality of it. You know it's coming.
Ball game's over. They do take a safety. They're going to call it a safety at the end. Final score is going to be 28-23.
A big comeback victory, 28-23, as Gladwin would score on the intentional safety there at the end, as you just heard. Ogama Heights wins in the playoffs. They looked like a team of destiny, unfortunately would fall the next week to Kingsford, again in a game that if I was doing a top 10 would have made the top 10 list. That is a look at the top 5 games of the year. And to wrap up Monday Night Lights today, let's go to the plays of the year. I've got 15 right after this.
We're Northeastern Window and Door.
Happy New Year from the Smith family and staff of Northeastern Window and Door of Harrisville and Alpena. Thank you to all our customers for a successful 2023 and look forward to an even better 2024. Northeastern Window and Door of Harrisville and Alpena is your local source for your lumber, roofing, siding, hardware, and rental needs. We'll be closed December 30th through January 1st. Celebrate the New Year's with family and friends. From all of us at Northeastern Window and Door, we hope you and your family have a happy new year.
Kevin Hummerkaus at Dean Arbor Chevrolet in East Tallis wants you to step into a new ride with a new Chevy model like Equinox, Colorado, Trailblazer, and more. If your lease is coming up in the next 8 months, contact Kevin today to pre-order one now to help ensure your perfect ride will be available when you need it. Kevin Hummerkaus is committed to getting you a great vehicle with confidence and peace of mind. Contact Kevin Hummerkaus for details by calling 492-1788. That's 492-1788. Dean Arbor Chevrolet in East Tallis. Chevrolet, find new roads.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas from Randy's Towing.
Have you broken down? Did you try to avoid one of Santa's reindeer and crashed or slid off the road? Need a tow to a local shop or out of town? Did Santa's elves lock your keys in the car? Listen to too many Christmas carols and need a jump start?
Well, now's the time to call Randy's Towing. So jingle all the way to your phone. Call us at Randy's Towing. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. God bless you.
From all your friends at Randy's Towing.
Delilah,
Michaela,
Bentley,
Melania,
Melissa,
and Melina.
Merry Christmas, whatever it takes, from Randy's Towing.
Hey, trailblazing business owners. Tired of blending into the background? It's time to turn up the volume and make your mark with a podcast that screams, "We're here, and we mean business." Podcast Plus gives your brand the opportunity to join the podcast revolution. It's time to show that you and your company are the experts by creating engaging content that captivates and entertains. Head to mynewpodcast.com and connect with experts to create a podcast that will allow you to connect with your audience on a personal level so you can break through all the noise. Plus, we offer professional script writing, pre- and post-production, graphic design experts for a captivating page, and distribution on all major platforms. All this produced from our state-of-the-art studios. Sign up today at mynewpodcast.com or for more information and to get a free consultation with a podcast expert, call 888-324-0035. That's 888-324-0035. Enhance your brand with your own podcast today and reach new clients 24/7. Call 888-324-0035. That's 888-324-0035. Or sign up now at mynewpodcast.com.
Happy New Year, everybody. It is our 2023 review of Monday Night Lights. Going back and looking at our best in broadcast over the past 12 months. We've already done our performances of the year, which was won by Whittemore Prescott Basketball's defense as they went on a tear, forcing turnover after turnover after turnover against the Oscoda Owls in the districts last year in order to claim a victory in the district semifinal. Our top five games of the year were next. Number one being Ogemaw Heights football, their comeback against Gladwin in the playoffs to knock off the reigning Division 5 champions. We're now ready to get into our plays of the year. So yeah, if you came looking for my hard-hitting takes on Michigan, I know many of you listen to this as a podcast, so I didn't want to give people active play-by-play of the Michigan game when they're trying to listen to it tomorrow or Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, whenever it is that you decide to listen to this. So instead, I did the Lions stuff at the top, and now we're just getting into our plays of the year. I have 15 of them. We're going to count them all down starting right now. We start in basketball, and a guy who you're going to see at least one more time in the countdown, it's Ethan Hedgeland stepping up on defense.
Clan to Dak. Dak inside. Goes up. Pinned by Hedgeland. Rebound to Jake Lork.
Hedgeland says no chance, big fella.
I didn't include it in this clip, but the Braves would, on the ensuing possession, go down, swing the ball around, and hit a three as well. So a big block leading to a three in a great back-and-forth game between Tawas and Ogemaw Heights. We're going to hear more from this game in just a little while. Let's go to another Tawas basketball clip, but this time it's Oscoda, who is getting on the board with our number 14 play of the year.
Back to Malik, who drives to the free throw line. He tosses it through to McNichol. What an unbelievable pass. Flipping it between the defense.
That was the game in which Ethan Hedgeland hit 10 threes. And so Oscoda really never in the game, but nice play there by Malik and McNichol. Let's go to the gridiron for our number 13 play of 2023. Max Herrick was essentially the offense for the Tawas area Braves this year, and he showed it in week one against Ben Conning.
Gives it to the back man again, and that's Herrick, and he gets an edge this time down to the 20, 15, 10, stiff arm, touchdown Max Herrick. His second of the night, and the Braves go back up top, 12-7.
That was a willful run by Max Herrick. He broke about five tackles, ran out of blockers, and just ran through the white jerseys.
I mean, no disrespect to the Tawas area Braves, but man, I wish Max Herrick could have played on a team that had just a little bit more talent around him, because he was a showstopper. But unfortunately, he would have 11 guys chasing after him every game just because he was the Tawas offense, and sometimes he could break plays like that. Let's move to the number 12 play of 2023. We go back to the hardwood, and one of the best shooters, if not the best shooter I have seen this year. That includes Ethan Hengeland, who is great, but Truman King might have been a little bit better because of shots like this. And remember, this was in a district final.
Rebound to Truman King. Here come the Panthers. Deep three from King. Knock it down! Oh, man, that had to be 6 feet beyond the line!
I did that game with Grant Cortman, and obviously I worked with him for football last year. He picked up doing basketball with me in the last game of the regular season with Standish Ogemon. Then he did the districts with me. And I told him when we were doing this district, get ready for some threes. And I told him Truman King has out of the gym range. And that right there is why I said that. Let's stick with the Standish Sterling Panthers basketball team. Let's stick with the district tournament. But let's go one game back where Standish was taking on Gladwin. And it was Braden Sullivan who came up with an awesome defensive play.
Inbound to Massey. Massey straight up blocked from behind by Sullivan, who gets the basketball. He runs down the court. Right hand layup. Good. What a play by Braden Sullivan to strip it from behind, get it, and run all the way down the court for a layup. And it's 45-26 Standish.
Braden Sullivan with the number 11 play in the top 15 plays of 2023. Let's go to the top 10. And we go to Quinn Kudamash, who I think this year was the master of the and one. The amount of times I have said, count it with the foul for Quinn Kudamash is ridiculous. And this was probably the best one, especially because of the guy who fouled him.
Quinn Kudamash takes away a pass. Inside Kudamash, Hengeland goes up, got it with the foul! What a play by Quinn Kudamash! He's got himself seven already!
Quinn Kudamash steals a pass, gets a head of steam, goes up on the best shot blocker in Northeast Michigan, and gets the and one. I love Quinn Kudamash. I'm going to miss him at Ogama Heights, not being at Ogama Heights anymore. Congratulations on his graduation, but I am going to miss watching him play basketball. An absolute treat there for the Falcons. But a big-time play kicks off our top 10 of the top 15 plays in Monday Night Lights 2023 review. Let's stick with Ogama Heights as we go to number 9. Ogama Heights did this a couple of times on the year. They did it against Traverse City St. Francis, where I think it was a longer one, but St. Francis wasn't all that great this year. Kingsley won a state title, though, and still, Ogama Heights just dominant up front with plays like this one. It's our number 9 play in the top 15 plays of 2023.
Curtis, quarterback sneak, nobody there. Pushes. Going to take a quarterback sneak all the way to the end zone for a touchdown. Can you believe that?
Wow.
All the way from the 15-yard line. A 15-yard quarterback sneak.
You always know it's a great play when you hear the color commentator just start laughing at a play. That's where you know something great just happened. A wonderful play there by the Ogama Heights Falcons. It's number 9 in our top 15 plays of 2023. Let's move to number 8, and we're sticking with Standish and Ogama Heights. We're on a little bit of a run here. Our 5th straight play that's either Standish or Ogama Heights. This one came in that big-time game again at the end of the regular season between Standish and Ogama, part of Standish's big-time comeback that you heard from earlier. It's Standish and stealing the ball and moving it around, leading to an and one. Number 8 in our top 15 plays.
Steal off the inbound. Truman King gets it to Braden Sullivan to Brody. And one!
That clip is what? Like 6 seconds? And they had the amount of time to get a steal, a pass, a bucket with a foul. That's how impressive that play is. That's why it's number 8 in our top plays of 2023. It also tells you the next ones are pretty darn good. Now, this one by itself, somebody getting an offensive rebound, not usually a big deal. Definitely not 7th best play of the year. But when it's Hunter Perez, who is right around 5 feet tall, and then what he does with it afterwards in a great game against Alcona, that's why this is the number 7 play.
Left side, Austin Fox for three. It's well short. Rebound by Hunter Perez. Offensive rebound. Steps into a three now. Knock it down.
Boy, the little guy, he just doesn't get enough credit. Digs around, gets himself a scrappy rebound, and then takes it up top and pumps a three in. Good work, Hunter.
Nice work indeed, and it is our number seven play of 2023. I mentioned that we were going to hear more from Ethan Hengeland back when I started the list at number 15, and here we are again, making a big play against St. Ignace in the regional semifinal.
Down into the corner, bounce pass from Frazier, gets it underneath. That's batted away by Hengeland on a big swat underneath, and Tawas picks it up. Underneath, Frank kicks it back out to Look. Up top, Behringer thought about it. Hengeland will shoot it. Count that.
Hengeland had to be one of the most dominant basketball players I've seen in a single season. He was so, so good. He was the life of that Tawas basketball team, who unfortunately fell in that regional semifinal game against the St. Ignace Saints. But he does get the number six play in the top plays of the 2023 season. We started at number 15. We're down to number five. Our top five plays of 2023 starts with Augrey Sims and an amazing play against the Hail Eagles by Bryce Verduzco.
And has that one docked away, Verduzco. Verduzco to the lane. He's fouled and he got it!
And one.
He kind of got turned by Patton in the air. He couldn't see the bucket when he laid it up and in.
You know you surprise me with a play when I get out of my kind of catchphrases, my personal cliches, if you will. That's an and one. I didn't say got it with the foul. I use those because it takes the thinking out of broadcasting. You don't need me thinking. You just need me telling you what happened. That's why I have things like got it with the foul or knock it down. So when something really surprises me, you can tell because it gets me out of my rhythm like Bryce Verduzco did, having his back completely turned and just flipping it up, getting it off the glass and to go in. That is why it is the number five play of 2023. At number four, we have a play that we heard just a little while ago in our games of the year, but still, so good. We get to listen to it again. It's the number four play of the year. Millington and Standish again. Standish getting tricky.
Snap, and it's a double pass. Rokas over, open over the middle. It's caught. Sam Briggs throws it down to Rokas, fighting off Cardinals, spinning off another one. Touchdown, Panthers!
You know what? Millington says, we will razzle-dazzle. We got some, too. What a response by the Panthers.
Oh, what a great play. We've seen Millington in all of the games that I've called of them always have some sorts of trick plays, and double passes being part of it. Standish able to give them a taste of their own medicine. Unfortunately, like we heard earlier, they would fall 21-20, but Sam Briggs down to Tucker Rokas. A wonderful play. It's number four. Now we're top plays of 2023. I mentioned with the Bryce Verduzco and one that you can get me out of my rhythm with a surprise. You can stop my train of thought or lack of thinking where I'm just discussing what's in front of me with a great, great play. Something that I am not anticipating. And that's what we got here in our number three play of the year. Augrey Sims against Onekama. Augrey Sims did a lot of great things on offense. Just missing the cut was a 96-yard run from this game by Cole DeWalt. But the defense from Cole Pendred is the story, or is at least the play, that enters our top 15 of 2023.
Snap, roll out right. His ball is just thrown up in the air. No way. Did he make that catch? That's a one-handed grab by Cole Pendred and an interception.
Left me speechless for a second there. Luckily, Catfish filled it with the no way. And I mentioned this with certain plays that kind of end up sticking with me because I can name them something. That will always be Pendred's no way interception. Catfish saying no way. There was the play last year in week 5 between Standish and Millington the Standish touchdown that took the lead. I always call that the bingo touchdown because I called a touchdown and behind me Kurt's yelling bingo. And I absolutely love that. So that is one that will stick with me. It's the number three play of the year, but it is the no way interception. Let's go to number two, the top plays of 2023. We go back to that awesome Mayo Oscoda game, and we go to the shot that sent it to overtime.
They're going to run a double screen for Miles. They get it to him. Pump fake, steps into it, three, it's short. Rebound caught by Sprague. Sprague back out to Miles. Steps into it, three for the tie. Yes! Knock it down! And we're tied!
Are you sensing a theme here with these last few plays that they're the ones that kind of get me out of my rhythm because of the surprise? They're so great. It's why I put them up here. That is the number one play that I called of 2023. You know, we haven't heard from Kurt Romberger in a while, and it makes sense. I do about 90% of the basketball games, and Kurt does half of the football games, so I'm doing about 75% of the action. But Kurt's home, that is the Tawas Bay Ice Arena. That is hockey, Tawas hockey. And the number one play I saw this year, the one that made me physically react in the booth, was a great goal by the Tawas area Braves. So here it is, our number one play of 2023, Tawas hockey gets the nod.
Maxfield gets it down in the corner. Good move, Andrika. Andrika, wraparound, he scores! Kyle Andrika on a wraparound and tucks it in behind Castagna. And that's an even strength goal to make it 4-0.
Oh, that was gorgeous by Kyle Andrika. Spins around the edge and tucks it in the corner around Castagna. That is one of the better goals we've seen all year.
Actually, Brad, it was not one of the better goals we've seen all year. It was the best goal you saw all year, and it was the best play you saw all year in 2023. Congrats to Kyle Andrika. There is no prize for winning this, but congrats to you. You had the best play in 2023 that one of us at Carroll Broadcasting was at. Now, I mentioned that all of these plays were ones that I broadcast, and so that's the number one play that I saw this year. Now, I do want to leave you with a play that would have been number one had I been the one broadcasting it, had we been the ones who were the broadcasting team of this play. But the Standish Sterling softball team won a state title, and the way they did it was absolutely amazing. So here from the MHSAA Network, the Standish softball team, who I will call our 2023 team of the year.
The 1-2.
A high ball sent deep to left field. Webb runs back. It's going to bounce down off the wall. Here comes Milky rounding second. Rounding third. She's heading for home. The throw comes home. Not in time. It is a walk-off RBI double for Macy Fagan. Lexi Milky with the game-winning run. And Standish Sterling is Division III state softball champions.
Doesn't get any better than that. That's Dalton Shetler on the call there from the MHSAA Network. The Standish Sterling Lady Panthers softball team, our 2023 team of the year. Also, want to give props to Serenity Hayes of Whittemore Prescott. She won a state title as well in wrestling. So congratulations to her on a great 2023. So that is our 2023 year in review. Again, our performance of the year was the Whittemore Prescott boys basketball team's defense right at the beginning of the second half in the district semifinal against Oscoda, racking up turnover after turnover after turnover to turn that game on its head and to beat the Owls. Our game of the year, Ogemaw Heights comes back from 21 points down in the first round of the playoffs, Ogemaw Heights football, to beat the reigning Division 5 state champion, Gladwin Flying Gs, 28-23. The only time they gave up points again was when they intentionally took a safety as time expired so that they could have the ball in their hands to wrap it up. And as you just heard, our play of the year, well, that is Kyle Andrika's wraparound goal against the Mid-Michigan Raptors. And again, our team of the year, the Standish Sterling Lady Panthers, winning a softball state championship. Thank you to everybody who tuned in for our 2023 review. I am going to go catch the rest of the Michigan football game. Hope everybody has a great 2024. This has been Monday Night Lights.